The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 439. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And you can also support this podcast on Patreon. Now, at the beginning of 2019, I declared this the year of the Celtic woman, and I'm proud to say that I completed 5 episodes entirely dedicated to the women of Celtic music with the generous help of Lady Susan of Thunder on the Plains. And I feel like this podcast grew a lot as we talked about gender equality in Celtic music. So much so that I plan to continue my quarterly episodes dedicated to the ladies. Now, many of the shows featured soloists or female bands, but I think in 2020 I'm going to expand it a little bit and just highlight all women for these episodes. It might have a whole band of men, but there'll be a musician that I'm going to highlight. The singers, the instrumentalists, whatever. I'm going to highlight the ladies. So if there's someone you think deserves to be featured on the next Celtic Woman episode of the Average Celtic Music Podcast, please drop me a line, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I'm excited to hear how our community grows, and I thank you so much for being a part of it. It means everything that you are here listening and sharing the show and telling people and being a part of it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We kicked off the show with Willows from their album Fourth. That was Ballysillan. Next up is Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer from Slip Tees. This is a set called The Cribbage Set. And of course, Vicky Swan's playing the flute.
summer. sun's name may light up the morn. Name may to me the autumn wind wave o'er the yellow corn. And in the narrow house of death may winter round me rave. And next the flowers that deck the spring bloom on my peaceful grave.
Land that our fathers fought on, and this song I will sing for our children's children. Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina. We will stand on this land that our children fought on, and the candle I will light for the days and the long nights. Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina. We will stand on this land that our mothers fought on, and our dreams of today are in time with her story. Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina. I will stand on this land that our brothers fought on, and I'll live and I'll learn, and I'll watch the wheel turn. Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina, Sir Shanadina. I will stand on this land that our sisters fought on, and a bridge I will build of hope and peace on. Sir Shanadina, 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 Sir Shanadina.
After Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer came the Aerialists from their single En Guise de Cœur Doux, features Moira Chambeau on Scottish harp and Elise Boer, who is a fiddler. Then came Merry Wives of Windsor with Lament of Mary, Queen of Scots from Bottoms Up. And finally, I Will Stand on This Land by the Borrowed Angels from the Borrowed Angels Singing Shops by Maz O'Flaherty. And Maz O'Flaherty, of course, is the owner of the Dingle Record Shop in Dingle, Ireland. And I have some pictures of myself and Maz when I stopped in the Dingle Record Shop this summer. So go check those out at the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com for show number 439. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? Send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Karen Mitchell Carruthers emailed, "Morning, Mark. I was just listening to episode 437. Of the podcast here at work and thought I'd finally write in. I've been listening since the early days. Today I'm getting jiggy with it while at work at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. Satellites don't take holidays, but the awesome music always makes my work day go by faster." Thank you, Karen. That's awesome. Get those satellites working. Roland Butler emailed, "Hi, Mark. We watch a PBS kids animated show called Molly of Denali, and they had an episode of fiddle playing. Jigging like Irish step dancing. I wonder if you have info about the Irish influence on the Alaska peoples. Huh. Maybe the Yukon Gold Rush. Keep up the good work and don't let the naysayers get you down." Thank you, Roland. No, I'm not familiar at all with the Irish influence in Alaska. I'm slowly getting out into the world and finding where the Celts have established themselves around the globe, and it's fascinating. In fact, I would love, maybe someone else out there knows something about that, the Irish influence in Alaska or other parts of the country or the world or wherever. This is a world podcast, and there's a lot of diversity, and I'd love to know where in the world you've been hearing Celtic music. So drop me an email. Let's get some more testimonies and testimonials and people telling me where they are and how they heard the music. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Kim Knebel emailed, "Greetings, Mark and family, sitting in my cozy, warm bed listening to the program before getting busy for the celebrations. I love the show and really appreciate the diversity you showcase. I adore traditional Celtic music, of course, but things evolve and it's fun to see how folks have used the old tunes to launch new music. I usually key up the podcasts on my trip up north for jewelry making classes. Makes the commute go by quickly and very pleasantly. Thank you for all you do to promote Celtic culture through the podcast, newsletter, and trips. Sláinte." Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it. And safe travels. And finally, Nancy Klein emailed photos. "Dear Mark, I am an American woman who loves your show. I listen to it in Spain, where I live now. We used to live in Ireland, where I really enjoyed listening to music there. So your show brings Ireland back. Here are three photos of the Dingle Peninsula in Ireland, where you will be going on your upcoming trip with fellow Celtic music lovers. With appreciation for all you do." Thank you so much, Nancy. We had an absolutely spectacular trip. I don't think I've shared nearly enough photos. I should probably share a photo in each episode of the podcast to highlight. That's what I should do. I think maybe I'll do that. I'm going to go dig through, see if I can find some photos that I can post to share with you for the where I was traveling, whether it was last year or the year before that, or where I'm going for that matter. In fact, I have the Celtic Invasion Vacations. I'll tell you about that in a moment. And I have some pictures to share with you. So look for those, a couple pictures in the show notes. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is Elish Cream with Shir of Shukra. That was the name of the album. And the track is called Brierton's Jig and Finian's Visit.
It can't strip away your heart and leave a gaping hole behind. Oh, Clementine, my love for you is blind. I will hold you when you cry, and I will keep you safe at night, Clementine. We've longed for has arrived. And did you know,
After Ellis Green came Catherine Nagy with Clementine from a single, then Anne Roos with The Mermaid's Tears from Mermaids and Mariners, and finally by Celtic Woman from their album Homecoming live from Ireland. That was Ardy Kuan and Saiv Ni Vriala, I hope. My apologies, as usual, for my bad Gaelic here. Celtic Podcast News. Do you have the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast app? It is 100% free. Follow the link in the show notes. It was paid for by patrons over on Patreon. So become a patron and you can support this free app. But you don't have to do that. You can just download it for free. Follow the link. You can travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year, I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos, join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. And I will make sure to include a couple pictures from my Celtic invasion of Dingle and one of the places that I hope to go in 2020 for the origins of Celtic invasions when we head to Venice. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your generous support, this show comes out every week. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and help our community grow. Plus, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. And when we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. We are super close to getting a 2-hour instrumental special. I want to thank our newest patrons of the podcast, as well as those who increase their patronage donation. Thanks to George K., Peter G., Meta R., Thomas C., Gordon W., Dan C., Renee H., and Jason Y. You can become a generous patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. Next up is Eloise Love with Holding Me from her album Song for the Mirror.
There's an old Irish prayer I clipped out and stashed somewhere. Until we meet again, may the good Lord hold you in the palm of his hand. And I can feel you holding me. There's nothing more that I need. Something close to heavenly. And I can feel you holding me. I can feel you holding me. Anytime I'm feeling down and there's nobody else around, in the quiet and solitude, my thoughts always come back to you. And I can feel you holding me. There's nothing more that I need. Something close to heavenly. And I can feel you. I can feel you holding me. It's not a vision, it's not a dream, and I know you know what I mean. There's a blanket wrapped around my heart when the night is cold, long and dark, and I can feel you holding me. There's nothing more that I need. Moved
and fondly I watched her move here and move there. Then she went away homeward with one star awake. As the swan in the evening moves over the lake, the people were saying no to her wed, but one had a sorrow that never was said, and I smiled as she passed with her goods and her gear, and that was the last that I saw of my dear.
After Eloise Love came Lily Bentley from her album Norwood Gothic, that was She Moved Through the Fair. Then came Maggie Drennan from her album Just Now, that was Is Fada Wadia Dathnoen. And finally, the title track from Rising Gale's album One More Day. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and if you did, please share the show with one friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help the artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow their artists on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week I will send you a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. I hope you had a great time, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week. We're going to finish up the show with Fionnuala Gill. This is from her album Whispers of Love. The track is called Lullaby of Our Savior. And I thank you so much for listening to the show. Next week is our annual Celtic Christmas special. Of course, if you want more Celtic Christmas music, become a patron or subscribe to the Celtic Christmas Podcast at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Here's Fionnuala Gill. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Hey Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.